Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network presents The Hellraiser Report with a fire-breathing Christian, Scott Allen Buss.
Howdy, y'all, and welcome to this installment of The Hellraiser Report. We're going to dive right into it today by asking a few questions, beginning with, who owns you? Do you own you? Or does the American state own you? Put another way, are you free? Or are you the property, the slave, of the state? Are your children, your wives, your daughters, sisters, brothers, fathers, sons, are they free people? Or are they the property of the state? The reason for asking and considering these particular questions today is because since last we recorded and posted a Hellraiser Report, as a matter of fact, on the very day that we posted the last installment of the Hellraiser Report, the United States Senate approved what the New York Times described as an expansive military policy bill that would, for the first time, require young women to register for the draft. The New York Times went on to describe the shift, the policy shift represented by this legislative proposal, the shift, while fiercely opposed by some conservative lawmakers and interest groups, had surprisingly broad support among Republican leaders and women in both parties. Just let that soak in. These people, many of whom claim to be Christians, many of whom claim to be doing what they're doing for the sake of liberty and freedom, these people voted to take possession, to take formal ownership of our daughters, mothers, sisters, and wives so that they might feed those women into the system that then goes forth to defend what? America, which is about what? What rights does America stand for now? What freedoms are our women being confiscated or potentially confiscated to champion and defend? The right to gay marriage? The right to child sacrifice by abortion? The right to a fiat economic system based on money out of thin air created by some people so that they can own and enslave everyone and everything else beneath them? Maybe the right to own and operate a strip club, or a casino, or the right, the God-given right, to produce porn, or market porn, or purchase and consume porn. Maybe those are the rights that now we must sacrifice our daughters to defend, or risk being called unpatriotic, un-American. Oh, maybe it's the right to build mosques and satanic temples so that you can openly, publicly worship Allah or the devil in the name of religious freedom and liberty. Yeah, those are the rights that the American flag now stands for. And for anyone who's angry at me for pointing that out, get a mirror and take a good look at the real problem. America stands for these things. That's a fact. Globally, these are the things we're known for, and we have to stop pretending that it's any other way. America is not what we want it to be, people. Of all people, conservatives, certainly conservative Christians, ought to know that reality is objective. You cannot pretend that America or anything else is something that you wish it was instead of dealing with what it actually is. And what it is now is a system that stands for fundamentally anti-Christian, God-mocking, culture-destroying systems and beliefs in every area of culture and civilization. And you want my daughters? My wife? Forget it. Now, I'd written about this quite a bit at firebreathingchristian.com over the past several months, and we had a piece that we posted there a little while back that included links and references to an article written by Doug Wilson on this very subject. And I want to share some of what Pastor Wilson had to say on this subject with you now. This might help us to get a little clarity. Now, this article that I'm quoting from Doug Wilson was written by him after a mid or early February Republican debate in which the subject of conscription and women in the draft was touched upon. Here's what Pastor Wilson wrote. Once you have signed off on the nation state conscripting your daughters to go serve in combat roles, whatever it was you thought you were conserving. And in here, he's addressing conservative, self-described conservative Christians. Whatever it is you thought you were conserving, thus allowing you to call yourself a conservative, has had a fork stuck in it, and it is done. Nothing really to conserve anymore. A nation that conscripts its daughters for its defense is a nation that no longer deserves a defense. And to that I say, amen, right on, Pastor Wilson. He continues later in his article, some Christians will want to say that the Bible doesn't say anything about this issue. And so, they say, traditionalists are just getting themselves whizzed up for the sake of some old-timey cultural values. Where does the Bible say anything about this? Let's wade into this from the shallow end. First, when God had his people go to war, only the men were mustered. Males 20 years old and up were mustered for war, as in Samuel 24:9. Incidentally, not to get sidetracked, but forced conscription for men is not biblical either. And I'm interjecting now. This is not Pastor Wilson's writing, but I want to go back to this point that we made at the beginning. Are you free? Who owns you? Ask the question. Sit around at your table at breakfast, lunch, and or dinner and talk about, are you free? Ask the questions. Are you free? Who owns you? Does the American state own you? Ask those questions out loud. I beg you. Inspire the thought. Inspire the conversation. If you dare risk being called unpatriotic, because we all know only commie pinko hippies would question the draft, right? No, not right at all. Pastor Wilson continues, in Scripture, the men were mustered, but were not forced to fight. If they did not want to fight, even for dishonorable reasons like fear, they were free to go home. So when a government conscripts men, they are forcing them into a vocation that men are in fact called to perform, with the coercion creating an injustice. But when a government conscripts women for combat, that government has declared war on the permanent things. It is degrading to the women involved and an utter disgrace to the men who allow it to happen. I'm going to repeat that last part. It is degrading to the women involved and an utter disgrace to the men who allow it to happen. Pastor Wilson continues further. The Bible flatly prohibits the kind of perverse thinking that would put women into combat. Quote, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are abomination unto the Lord thy God. That is Deuteronomy 22:5. And in context here, the original language used or translated into which pertaineth unto a man literally refers to the gear of a warrior. Doug Wilson goes on to explain that men are prohibited from chasing after the transvestite kick, whatever that is, and women are prohibited from decking themselves out as infantrymen. It is easy for modern secularists to lump this in with a prohibition of clam chowder, but for those who read the scriptures with understanding, it should be lumped in with the abominations of sodomy and witchcraft. Unfortunately, many Christians will fall for this latest abomination because it has been artfully decked out in red, white, and blue. And that's the magic trick that seems to work pretty much every time on American professing Christian evangelicals, doesn't it? Just wrap whatever abomination you want to sell in red, white, and blue. Put it with the American flag and it becomes beyond criticism. It becomes immune from being tested in the light of Scripture. That's what statism has done to us. So now here we are again, and we have to mention this. These are no small things. I know it's uncomfortable. It's challenging. It's the antithesis of everything we want to believe about America. If we have ever loved the things associated, the good things found in American heritage and history, the reality is that the United States of America is consecrated now and a champion of all manner of the most wicked, evil, and perversion, in stark contrast to the crystal clear teachings of Jesus Christ the King, who is even now grinding this culture, this proud, unrepentant America, under the heel of his righteous judgment And one of the ways in which he's judging us is giving us leaders, giving us Christian leaders, professing Christian leaders who would encourage us to support abomination after abomination after abomination. You got Russell Moore out there leading the Southern Baptist Convention, defending the rights of Muslims to build mosques in America, which then therefore has to mean Satanists have a right to build satanic temples in America. How not? Isn't that what all American religious liberty is all about? Well, yeah, of course it is now. And Russell Moore, this is the same guy, same head of the same largest Protestant denomination, so-called, in America, who cannot call abortion murder. Cannot do it because it doesn't fit with his phony, man-centered, culture-wrecking gospel. And this is the leadership we've been given in the professing church. This is not some pagan, overtly pagan politician who may have just won the Republican nomination, even though he has a history of of openly mocking every core tenet of biblical Christianity. We'll get into that more later. No, this is the guy, one of the guys at the top of the Southern Baptist Convention, does not understand the gospel at all as it applies to the most pressing issues facing this culture today and the means by which God is judging America. No clue coming from Christian leadership that defends the right, the American concept of religious liberty, which is a satanic concept of religious liberty, that would allow and promote allowing Satanists to build satanic temples and openly, publicly worship the devil. Think about that. That's what American Christian leadership has come to be. Is it any wonder the rest of these things that we watch blow up around us are blowing up around us? No, it shouldn't be any wonder to anyone at all. The wonder, the question ought to be, why has God not completely snuffed us out already? That's what an honest, biblically informed, thoughtful question would be. All this other stuff that people, professing Christians, are, oh, scratching their heads and rolling their eyes and shrugging their shoulders. How can all this be happening? How can it not? When you embrace leadership and American concepts openly at war with God, and then, on top of it all, you come to me through the United States Senate and the U.S. military and say, and by the way, should we decide we need your daughters, your wives, your sisters, and your mothers to feed to our godless perpetual war machine funded by a broke country that's just creating fake money out of thin air to keep perpetuating these wars, perpetuating the welfare state. If we decide we need your daughters, you just better hand them over because, you know, really, they belong to the American state to start with. No. No, no, no. Not gonna happen. Anyone out there who would go along with that is, as Pastor Wilson described, not really a man. You're not really a man. You're not really an adult. You're not a thinking, coherent, freedom-loving Christian at all. If you support state ownership of everything, including people, that way, so that it can use those resources, including the human resources, the people that it confiscates like cattle, to defend the right to abortion, the right to porn, the right to buy porn, sell porn, produce porn, the right to build websites like AshleyMadison.com that are dedicated to profiting from adultery, the right to child sacrifice through abortion, the right to gay marriage, divorce on demand, all these things that God despises. If you think that state, that nation, even if it's wearing red, white, and blue, if you think that's a good thing, you have serious problems, and you are, in a very real sense, operating under the judgment of God. And look, I do feel compelled again to come back and make plain. I'm a conservative guy who loves much of what America was founded on, but I am not blind and I am not an idolater. I do not and will not, Lord willing, ever worship America. And where America is wrong, it's because I love the American people. I will clearly, lovingly confront and correct by way of the light found in Scripture and the gospel-fueled Great Commission. I will not sit by and say, yeah, you know, if the army feels like it needs the daughters of American families, if it needs to confiscate them to, you know, feed into the military system so that we can go on defending our right to murder our own children and have our gay marriages and have our porn facilities and have our strip clubs and, you know, the American way. Well, that's okay. No, it's not okay at all. It is completely unacceptable. As for me and my house, there's no way we're participating in this. No way. We're not going along. We're not playing along. You can't have us. You don't own us. We will not. You will not confiscate members of my family to defend the right to gay marriage. You will not, American state, confiscate any members of my family under my watch to defend the right to porn production or porn consumption. You will not confiscate and use any of my family members under my watch to defend the right to have an economic construct leading the entire globe deeper into bondage and slavery by the minute by using the U.S. dollar, which is crafted by a few people out of thin air effortlessly to own and dominate the rest of the globe. And you will not confiscate any member of my family under my watch so that you can defend the right of Satanists to build satanic temples in America or elsewhere so that they can publicly worship the devil. No, no, no. You cannot have them. You will not have them. Not under my watch and only over my cold, dead body. So now I take some glee in sharing with you the word that statists hate, that people who idolize America and make the American state an idol that we're all supposed to bow to and hand over our children to in one way or another. I enjoy saying to you now, and I encourage anyone listening to say, join me in saying to people with this perspective and a state with this perspective to simply say and mean no. No, you can't have us. You can't have our daughters. You can't have our wives. You can't have our sisters. You can't have our mothers. You can't have our sons, our brothers. You can't have them. You cannot have them, and that is all. You want to know why? Maybe you don't want to know why, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Because we're actually free. What a concept in America in 2016. If you'd like to read more or reach out to me at firebreathingchristian.com to provide any feedback, thoughts, pushback, correction, whatever it is, you can email me at scott@firebreathingchristian.com. Head on over to firebreathingchristian.com to read the articles. If you'd like to support the ministry while you're still able in the land of the free and the home of the NSA, please head on over to firebreathingchristian.com/support. Until next time, please keep swinging for the fences, keep testing all things in light of Scripture, and strive by God's grace to take every thought and every action completely captive to Christ, all by His grace, all for His glory, and all to the eternal benefit of His people.
Thank you for listening to the Hellraiser Report with the fire-breathing Christian, Scott Allen Buss. Now get out there and raise the gates of hell. The Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network brings to you a complete weekly lineup of 8 distinct podcasts. Starting on Sunday, Setting the Record Straight with Pastors Gordon Runyon, Jason Garwood, and Joseph Randall Spurgeon. Mondays, The Postmill Report with Nathan F. Conkey. Tuesdays, Axe to the Root with Bojidar Marinov. Wednesdays, The Hellraiser Report with Scott Allen Buss. Thursdays, The War Room with Bill Evans and Jason Sanchez. Fridays, Once Dead, where Christians give testimonies of God's grace upon their lives. And Saturdays, Restoring America One County at a Time lectures with Joel McDermott, and our new podcast, No Neutrality, with various contributors. Please don't forget to subscribe to each individual podcast or the Reconstructionist Radio Master Feed, where you will get all of the content we produce, including our free audiobooks. Don't forget to go to ReconstructionistRadio.com to volunteer as a narrator, and to partner with us financially. May the Holy Spirit stir you into action for Christ and His kingdom.